It's time for Marathon High School Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Basketball is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Industrial Finishing, Underwood Construction, The Dirks Group, Brickners of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, Twin Forest Products, The Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Cheese, Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Park City, and Picks and Pieces. It's time now for Red Raider Basketball on your home for Marathon Sports. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Marathon High School Boys Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Yes, I'm a little punchy because made record time from Middleton here to Marathon, hit all the lights, arrived just in the nick of time for another major high school sports event, a big one here. Marrowood Conference Rivals, Division IV Regional Final, the Marathon Red Raiders and the Stratford Tigers. It has been an amazing season for the Red Raiders, winners of 24 of their 25 games. Stratford, a little under the radar. I mean, it felt like maybe they weren't quite at the level they normally are, but when you look, when all said and done, again, winning 20 games and right there, and a very, very good basketball team. We're going to come back, have the starting lineups and the opening tip. This is Marathon Playoff Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
For the past 75 years, County Materials has manufactured concrete construction and landscape products that are used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. It's a tough but rewarding job, and we rely on our team of nearly 2,000 hardworking people to get it done. County Materials is growing and looking for motivated, career-driven people to join our team. We offer on-the-job training, certification opportunities, and competitive pay and benefits. County Materials proudly welcomes those who serve. Join the team of an industry leader. Visit workatcounty.com to apply.
Marathon Industrial Finishing is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports. Marathon Industrial Finishing is a state-of-the-art facility for abrasive blasting and painting. Our paint booths are equipped with heated cure cycles, greatly reducing cure times for those jobs that need to be completed quickly. We offer industrial and high-performance coatings to local fabricators, companies, and businesses throughout central Wisconsin. Check us out online at mifinishing.com. Marathon Industrial Finishing, a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
When it's time to remodel your home, it's time to call Underwood Construction. Underwood Construction specializes in roofing, siding, decks, garages, and tile installation. Kevin and Craig Underwood bring 15 years of experience to your project and are fully insured. Serving all of North Central Wisconsin's construction and remodeling needs, call Craig Underwood for a free estimate at 715-573-5754. Underwood Construction is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
People's State Bank, they always see the potential in helping communities throughout North Central Wisconsin. People's is a community bank that's proud of its legacy, but keeping an eye on the future, staffed with friends and neighbors ready to listen to you and find the best financial solution to help you see your potential. Visit your local People's State Bank location or bankpeoples.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And Chad Holmes back again here from Marathon, taking a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game for the Stratford Tigers. Starters, number 3, Reed Miller. Number 5, Drew Brusewitz. Number 13, Peyton Glenn. Number 20, Henry Zaleski. And number 23, Brady Schmidt. Head coach of the Stratford Tigers is Kurt Schmidt. Stratford, 20 wins and 5 losses overall. They were 12-4 in the Marrowwood. For the Marathon Red Raiders, 24-1 overall, 16-0 in the Marrowwood. Number 3, Cooper Huxema. Number 4, True Thurs. Number 10, Drew Wolfel. Number 14, Tyler Underwood. And number 33, Grant Warren. Winner advances to play in a sectional semifinal Thursday night in Merrill. And then the sectional championship game at DC Everest coming up a week from tonight. Marathon, the higher seed in their home white with the red numerals and the black trim. Stratford in their traditional black with the orange numerals and the white trim. Marathon will go from left to right in front of our broadcast position in the first half of play. Tip is controlled by Grant Warren and the Red Raiders, and we are underway. Cooper Huxema dribbles between the circles, works his way to the right-hand side. Now gets knocked away and called for a double dribble. Lost control of his coming in, putting pressure on with Brady Schmidt. Double dribble, turnover on the Raiders, and Marathon, Stratford will get the ball for the first time tonight. Into the forecourt, with it is Drew Brusewitz. Brusewitz near the center circle calls out the play. Man-to-man defense here for the Red Raiders. Left-hand side, Henry Zaleski gets it out top. Peyton Glenn. Glenn back on the left wing side to Zaleski. Zaleski, 22 feet from the basket, rotated right wing side. With it is Brady Schmidt. Schmidt holds it, now near the center circle again, Peyton Glenn. Marathon student section on the far side making noise. Left-hand side with it is Brusewitz. Brusewitz now to the free throw line. Top of the key, Zaleski. Patience in the half court here for the Stratford Tigers. Now left-hand side with it is Henry Zaleski. Now back between the circles, Miller. Miller moves it left wing side. With it is Schmidt. Schmidt back on the right wing. Faking the three is Miller. Now goes up. Comes up short on the three-point attempt. Ball will go out of bounds over to the Marathon Red Raiders. Good half-court defense there for Marathon. 17:02 to go first half. Still no score. Marathon into the forecourt. On the right-hand side, with it is Drew Wolfel. Now back out top, looking to penetrate Huxema. Back in the right wing, open three for Wolfel. Hits it. Drew Wolfel hits it from the right wing side, and Marathon on the board first. Red Raiders take a 3-0 lead, a minute 20 into the game. Stratford back up court. Tigers, right wing side. Henry Zaleski, 22 feet from the basket, holds it. Now between the circles, taken there by Peyton Glenn. Glenn moves it back on the right wing side to Miller. Miller gets it into the right corner. With it is Brady Schmidt, back out top. Glenn, now left wing side, Schmidt. Schmidt, 25 feet from the basket, dribbles with the right hand. Between the circles, Henry Zaleski. Now on the left wing, Drew Brusewitz. Brusewitz in his grills, Cooper Huxema. Now back between the circles to Peyton Glenn. Right wing side, Reed Miller. Miller into the right corner, Brady Schmidt. Schmidt back on the wing. Three-pointer for Zaleski is good. Henry Zaleski evens things up 3-3. 15:55 to go in the first half. Red Raiders back into the front court. Tyler Underwood. Underwood, right wing side, Cooper Huxema. Back out top to True Thurs. Bounce pass, right wing side, Wolfel. Wolfel lobs it down low. Goes off the rim. Grabbed by Underwood. Underwood in the lane. Underwood stripped. Gets it back. No whistle. Underwood gets tripled. And now the ball stripped away and stolen by Stratford. Good hands that time by Reed Miller. Coach Adam Jacobson wants a word on why there was not a whistle. But now back up court comes Stratford. On the right wing side, Schmidt gets it out top. Zaleski. Left wing side, Schmidt. Schmidt, 21 feet from the basket. Top of the key, Zaleski. Up for a three. Back bracket, no good. Rebound, Tyler Underwood for the Red Raiders. Back up court comes Marathon. Now right wing side, Drew Wolfel. Wolfel gets it over to Thurs. Thurs just left of the top of the key. Back on the right wing side to Wolfel. And now a whistle and a shuffle of the feet. And a travel is called on Drew Wolfel. 15:04 to go in the first half. 3-3 game. Third meeting of the season between these squads. Marathon won both in Stratford and here at home. Back into the forecourt. With it comes Stratford and Drew Brusewitz. Brusewitz moves it left wing side. Taken by Peyton Glenn. Deep left corner, Henry Zaleski. On the wing, Brady Schmidt. Schmidt moves it to the right-hand side. With it is Brusewitz. Brusewitz back between the circles. Glenn, again, patience in the half court here for the Stratford Tigers. Left corner, Zaleski. Rotated to the right-hand side. Just right at the top of the key, Drew Brusewitz. Back on the left-hand side, Henry Zaleski. Zaleski, 22 feet from the hole. Gets it back out top. Taken there by Peyton Glenn. Glenn, left wing side, Zaleski. Zaleski, pass is stolen. Cutting in front, picking it off is Drew Wolfel. And now the Red Raiders back into the front court. Marathon, slowing it down is Underwood. Underwood near the top of the key, penetrates. Moves it right corner. Open three for Thurs is no good. Rebound Warren, no good on the putback. But Grant Warren will be fouled and head to the free throw line. Reminder that coming up, stick around for our Marathon Athletic Club calendar, supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. So Grant Warren stepping to the free throw line for the Red Raiders. First free throw crawls over the front iron and drops in. That was the first foul on either side in this game. Foul was called on Drew Brusewitz. Second free throw is good as well. 5-3 Red Raiders. Stratford back into the forecourt. Crossing the timeline is Drew Brusewitz. Brusewitz just left at the top of the key. Holds it. Still holds it. Now moves it. Left wing side, Zaleski. Zaleski in front of the Marathon bench. Gets it between the circles. Again, Brusewitz. Moves it right to Schmidt. Schmidt further right. Henry Zaleski. That is not Zaleski. That is actually Reed Miller. Miller kicks it back to Zaleski, right wing side. Holds it 23 feet from the basket. Gives it off. Peyton Glenn. Glenn, right wing side to Miller. Miller in front of the Marathon student section. Looking baseline. Kicks it left corner, Zaleski. Left wing side, Brusewitz. He'll penetrate. Go to the rack and swat it away. Out of bounds by Warren. But a foul will be called not on Grant Warren, but on Drew Wolfel, who's also there. Hands on hips by Coach Adam Jacobson. Shake of the head as well from the Marathon head coach. But free throws for Drew Brusewitz for the Stratford Tigers. First free throw is good. Busy night in high school boys basketball throughout the state. Regional finals. Teams hoping to earn a regional championship and earn a spot in the sectionals. Three substitutes coming in for Stratford. Alec Chappell, Jet Shaner, and also Caden Foster. One more free throw coming up for Drew Brusewitz. Big crowd here at Marathon on this Saturday night. Second free throw is good. 13:29 to go in the first half. 5-5 game. Grant Warren will inbound it for the Raiders. Again, Stratford 20 wins, just 5 losses on the season. Marathon 24-1. Into the front court comes True Thurs. Thurs working around a Warren pick. Hands it off to Huxema. Right wing side, Wolfel. Wolfel back out top, throws it away. Out of the reach of Cooper Huxema, out of bounds. And the ball goes back over to Stratford. Stratford looking for their first lead of the game. Tigers will inbound. Take it in the backcourt. Caleb Wrench. Wrench in the center circle. Wrench now moves it right wing side. Grabbed there by Caden Foster. Foster, 23 feet from the basket. Foster needs to move it. Still holds it. Still holds it. Now finally dribbles. And now between the circles, Brady Schmidt. Schmidt right wing side to Shaner. Shaner, 20 feet from the hole. Gets it out top to Chapel. Left wing side to Schmidt. Schmidt in front of Adam Jacobson and the Marathon bench. Into the lane. Goes up with the right-hander. No good from 10. Rebound is grabbed by Grant Warren. And there's a foul that will be called. Reaching around was Brady Schmidt. And he'll be called for the personal. .45 to go. First half. That is team foul number two on Stratford. Number one on Brady Schmidt. 5-5 game. Into the front court come the Raiders. Left-hand side, Cooper Huxema. Huxema looking into the right corner. Thurs back out top with his Wolfel. Wolfel back to Thurs in front of the Stratford bench. Between the circles, Warren. Now left-hand side, Cooper Huxema. 22 feet from the basket. Between the circles, Tyler Underwood. Back on the left-hand side to Wolfel. Wolfel skips it right wing side, Cooper Huxema. Huxema holds it. Now inside. Quick kick right-hand side, Thurs. Now between the circles, Huxema. It is grinded out basketball here in the first half. Back out top, Tyler Underwood. Underwood in the lane, little up and under. Banks it up and in. That was a tough finish for Tyler Underwood. That was not bad defense by Stratford, but Underwood just better. And the Raiders now lead 7-5. Back into the front court comes Stratford. Left-hand side, with it is Alex Chapel. Chapel gets it out top. Caden Foster now on the right wing side. Drew Brusewitz, excuse me, that is a Wrench. Left corner, three-pointer for Foster. Little strong, no good. Fight for the rebound goes out of bounds off of Drew Wolfel and the Red Raiders. Andrew Glennon coming in for the Red Raiders. Zaleski back in for Stratford. Drew Wolfel will come out for the Red Raiders. 11:36 to go, first half. 7-5 Marathon with the lead. Inbounded, left-hand side. Taken by Alex Chapel. Chapel between the circles. Hands it off to Wrench. Wrench near the center circle. Wrench dribbles. Wrench works his way to the left. Wrench still dribbles. Now stops 22 feet from the basket. Wrench looking for help. Now left corner, Alex Chapel. Chapel knocked away. Ball is loose. Ball is battled for. Dug out by Cooper Huxema. Gives it off to Glennon. Glennon into the forecourt. Underwood, left-hand side. Left corner, Glennon fakes the three. Now on the wing, Underwood moves it right over to Thurs. Thurs further right, Warren up for a three. Came up short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Caden Foster for Stratford. Left corner wide open, three for Chapel. No good. Rebound battle for, tipped up twice. Grabbed by Jet Shaner. Another chance for Stratford. Just left at the top of the key. With it is Wrench. Wrench into the lane. Left corner, Chapel. Chapel, 20 feet from the basket, penetrates. Chapel stops. Right in his grill is Grant Warren. Now right wing side, with it is Wrench. Wrench looking baseline. Wrench, little floater, no good. He was intimidated. Rebound saved by Andrew Glennon for the Red Raiders. Back up court comes Marathon. Left wing side, with it is Huxema. Now with it is Warren. Warren looking baseline. Warren to the basket, lays it up and in. Grant Warren got the baseline, gets his first field goal. He has four. It's a four-point lead for Marathon, 9-5. 10:13 to go in the first half. Stratford back into the front court. Caleb Wrench. Right wing side to Chapel. Excuse me, that's Jet Shaner. Shaner gets it to Chapel near the center circle. Back to Shaner, right wing side. Shaner, 20 feet from the basket. On the defense, Grant Warren. Now moves it just left of the top of the key. Three-pointer for Caden Foster. No good. Rebound grabbed by True Thurs for Marathon. Raiders quickly up court. On the right-hand side, Glennon. Glennon into the lane, to the basket, lays it up and in. Timeout called by Kurt Schmidt and the Tigers. Every timeout tonight brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street, Marathon City. 9:42 to go, first half. 11-5 Marathon, back in 30 here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Park City. Park City Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors. With vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro professional-grade brakes from Park City Auto Parts.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Park City.
A 6-0 marathon run has given the Red Raiders an 11-5 lead over the Stratford Tigers. 9:42 to go in a quick-moving first half. Not a lot of fouls, just one foul so far on Marathon, two fouls called so far on Stratford. So Tiger coach Kurt Schmidt saw that 6-0 run, wanted to slow things down, called his first timeout of the evening. And now it appears maybe a little moisture has been spilled on the court. So some moisture is going to be wiped up on the far sideline right in front of the Marathon student section. Again, if you missed it earlier today here on Bow Falls Radio, I was down in Middleton as the Central Wisconsin Storm earned a state championship, defeating the Bay Area Ice Bears by a score of 4-3, fifth state title in Storm history. And again, hope you are joining us as, again, we are so proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports, Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Should Marathon win tonight, advance to the sectional semifinals Thursday, we would be in Merrill for that one. Live, 6:50 pregame, 7 o'clock for the... Actually, we're going to come earlier. We're going to start at 6:35 pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening tip. That will be on Thursday night from Merrill here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The cleanup has been completed. And we'll get back to action. Again, 9:42 to go. First half, 11-5, Marathon with the lead. Again, love to see the packed house here on a Saturday night, high school basketball in Marathon. Raiders will put on some pressure in the backcourt. Inbounded. Now into the forecourt. Crossing the timeline is Drew Brusewitz back in the game. Left-hand side, Reed Miller. Between the circles, Henry Zaleski. Right wing side, Brusewitz. Now an open look, just left at the top of the key, and Brady Schmidt drains it. Open three, good set coming out of the timeout for Stratford, and Brady Schmidt just left at the top of the key, hits the triple. 11-8 Marathon, 9:13 to go in the first half. On the right-hand side for the Raiders, Cody Radke. Between the circles, Wolfel. Left-hand side, Huxema. Back on the right wing side to Radke. Radke, 22 feet from the basket. Between the circles, Grant Warren. Left wing side, Cooper Huxema. Left corner, Tyler Underwood. Underwood holds. Now looks, dribbles, backs it up. Moves it out top. Resetting half court. Now right wing side, Warren. Warren looks inside. Underwood. Underwood near the right block. Little fade from 5 feet away. Uses the window nicely. Wow, again, two tough shots here in the early going from Tyler Underwood. He has 4 points. 13-8, can't blame the D that time. Just, again, better offense from Tyler Underwood. 5-point lead, right wing, Schmidt, another three, rattles out, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Cooper Huxema for the Raiders. Back up court, right wing side, Wolfel. Wolfel dribbles 18 feet from the basket. Now between the circles, Cooper Huxema. Right wing side, Grant Warren. Warren, 21 feet from the basket. Left corner, Drew Wolfel. On the wing, Cody Radke. Radke, left-hand side, Wolfel. Now moves it right-hand side to Cooper Huxema. In the right corner, Tyler Underwood. Back on the wing, Cooper Huxema. Now Huxema, 21 feet from the basket. Up for a three-pointer. Hits it. Cooper Huxema hitting the triple. And the Raiders now have an 8-point lead, 16-8. 7:50 to go in the first half. Stratford back into the front court. With it, Nathan Hibbish. Gets it over, excuse me, that is actually Drew Brusewitz. Brusewitz gets it over to Peyton Glenn, and then a pass deflected, goes out of bounds. The Raiders thought it was deflected off Marathon, then off the head of the Stratford player on the far sideline, but it will stay with the Tigers. True Thurs. Back in. And Landon Snyder will come in as well for Marathon. Cody Radke and Tyler Underwood will take a seat on the bench. 7:38 to go in the first half. Red Raiders with a 16-8 lead. Inbounded. Taken by Drew Brusewitz. Brusewitz over the timeline for the Tigers. Brusewitz dribbles. Stops. 23 feet from the basket. Left-hand side, Zaleski. Back between the circles, Brusewitz. Brusewitz dribbles with the left hand. Moves it left-hand side. Schmidt. Schmidt left corner. Zaleski up for a three. No good, but he will be fouled. As coming to pressure was Grant Warren, and that, I believe, will be three free throws for Zaleski. It is Grant Warren called for his first, and it will be three free throws for Henry Zaleski for Stratford. Zaleski has 3 points, had a three-point field goal earlier. First free throw is good. Two more to come for Henry Zaleski. Second rolls around and drops in. And still one more for Zaleski. Third, good as well. Stratford now 5 out of 5 at the free throw line, and they trail by 5, 16-11. 7:13 to go in the first half. Here come the Raiders on the right wing side. With it is Landon Snyder, 22 feet from the basket. Bounce pass, posting up is Grant Warren. Warren in the right corner gets doubled. On the wing, Woeful. Rotated left wing side, Huxema up for a three. Way off the mark and air ball, in fact. Battle for the ball, and Warren able to throw it off of Brady Schmidt and keep possession for Marathon. Good hustle play by Grant Warren for the Red Raiders. Back in, Tyler Underwood for Marathon. Inbounding on the baseline, True Thirds gets it into Underwood. Underwood back out top, Huxema. Pass inside, great feed. Oh, blocked from behind, but Warren gets it back and lays it up and in. What a great feed and a good defensive play, a block from behind, but Grant Warren had it fall right back into his hands for the layup. 6 points for Grant Warren, 18-11, 6:38 to go in the first half. Out top, Schmidt moves it right wing side to Brusewitz. Brusewitz in the lane. Right-hand side, Miller goes up for a three. A little bit strong, no good. Fight for the board, grab by Grant Warren. Off the left-hand side, Cooper Huxema for Marathon. Moves it right-hand side, with it is Thurs. Back over to Huxema. Now Thurs, right wing side, 22 feet from the basket. In front of the Stratford bench, out top to Landon Snyder. Snyder dribbles. Snyder to the right corner, little up and under, passes. Right wing side to Thurs. Thurs holds it 22 feet from the basket. One dribble with the left hand. Between the circles, Huxema. Huxema back on the right wing side to Snyder. Snyder lobs it down low. Grab by Warren. Yes, and a foul. Nice feed by Landon Snyder into Grant Warren. And Warren finishes and now has a chance for a three-point play. Chance for a double-digit lead now for the Red Raiders. Second personal foul on Brady Schmidt. That's bad news for Stratford, one of the big cogs for head coach Kurt Schmidt. So now Grant Warren with 8 points will step to the free throw line. The senior takes a look. Free throw is perfect. 5:59 to go first half. 10-point lead for Marathon, 21-11. Coming up court for the Tigers, Drew Brusewitz. Crossing the timeline. Brusewitz between the circles. Brusewitz still dribbles. Trying to use a pick, but not able to use it. Now into the lane. Brusewitz stops, moves it left-hand side. Caden Foster up for a three, a little strong. Another rebound for Grant Warren for Marathon. Raiders back into the front court. Right-hand side, open three for Glennon is good. Andrew Glennon left wide open. And the Raiders have a 24-11 lead with 5:25 to go in the first half. Back into the front court comes Stratford. Big possession right now for Stratford, letting this lead start to grow for Marathon. Left-hand side, Caden Foster. Foster looks inside, grabbed by Chapel. Chapel drops it down low. Beautiful feed, but missing the layup is Shaner. Rebound grabbed by Underwood. Left-hand side, Thurs. Thurs. Looking inside, posting up is Warren. Warren to the hole. Warren lays it up and in. Nothing you can do if you're Stratford. Too good position for Grant Warren. 11 for the big guy. 26-11 Marathon. 4:47 to go in the first half. Back up court with it is Brusewitz. Right corner, 12-footer, air ball. Rebound is grabbed by Grant Warren. Looking to break it open early are the Raiders. Right-hand side, True Thurs. Thurs into the lane. Right wing side, Glennon. Up for a three. No good. Rebounds grabbed by Underwood. Underwood goes to the hole. Lays it up and good. Time out, Stratford. Marathon Park City. 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 4:25 to go. First half, 28-11. Marathon back in 30 on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
And right out of the timeout, thrown away by Stratford in the backcourt for a quick turnover. So now Marathon up by 17, 28-11. We'll get the basketball right back. 4:22 to go in the first half. True Thurzo inbound, left-hand side, Warren. Warren, 22 feet from the basket. Warren on the wing, True Thurzo. Back out top, Tyler Underwood. Underwood between the circles. Underwood moves it right. Cooper Huxema, 35 feet from the basket. Patience now for the Raiders. They can afford to be patient. Right wing side, Drew Wolfel lobs it down low. Grabbed by Warren. Warren gets double teamed. Warren between the double. Lays it up, no good, but he'll be fouled and head to the free throw line. Boy, there's really nothing you can do if you're Stratford if Grant Warren gets the basketball. They try to keep it away, but once Grant gets it, even with the double team around him, makes it very, very difficult. Foul was called on Alec Chappell, his first. Team foul number four on Stratford. Free throw is rattled out. No good by Grant Warren. Warren has 11 points so far. Quick reminder, if you missed our broadcast earlier today, if you missed this one at all tonight, or any of our play-by-play broadcasts, we do have an archive page. Go to bowfallsradio.com/sports, and then you'll be able to listen to all of our previous play-by-play broadcasts, including Marathon basketball. Second free throw is good. A dozen for Grant Warren, an 18-point lead for the Raiders, 29-11, and even 4 minutes to go in the first half. Into the forecourt comes Stratford, left wing, Schmidt up for three, rolls off no good. Weak side rebound grab by Drew Wolfolt, and he'll be fouled. Little bit of a frustration foul that time on Stratford. So now Marathon a chance to push the lead to 20. True Thurs will bring it up court now for the Red Raiders. Crossing the timeline, moves it left to Cooper Huxema. Huxema, left corner, Warren. Back out top, Huxema. Huxema moves it right wing side to Thurs. Right corner, Wolfel. Wolfel skips it left wing. Cooper Huxema back over to Thurs, right wing side. Near the top of the key, Underwood. Back on the right wing side, Thurs. Thurs right corner to Wolfel. Quick passing here for the Red Raiders. Left wing side, Huxema. Gets it near the top of the key to True Thurs. Thurs back on the left wing side to Huxema. Left corner, Grant Warren. Warren moves it right hand side. Thurs penetrates. Now stops. Moves it left wing. With it is Huxema. Into the lane. Kicks it right corner. Open three for Wolfel. No good. Rebound tapped up. No good by Underwood. Another offensive board for the Raiders. Chased down near the center circle by Drew Wolfel. So Marathon milking some clock up by 18. Left-hand side with it is Wolfel. Underwood lobs it down low. Warren lays it up and in. Again, nice pass up high grab by Grant Warren for the layup. 31-11 Marathon, 2:40 to go in the half. Back into the front court comes Stratford. Out top, open three for Chappell. Hits it. They've had some looks, Stratford, in this first half. Have not shot the ball well. But that time, Alec Chappell was able to hit, make it 31-14, 2:23 to go in the first half. Right-hand side, Huxema. Out top, Underwood tries a three, rolls off no good. Rebound is cleared by Henry Zaleski for Stratford. Back up court come the Tigers. On the left, oh, ball is tipped. Huxema got a hand on it, could not save it, goes out of bounds. Reed Miller coming back in for Stratford. He will replace Alec Chappell. 2:10 to go first half. 31-14 is the lead for Marathon. Reed Miller in front of the Marathon bench will inbound. taken by Drew Brusewicz. Brusewicz between the circles. Right wing side, Henry Zaleski. Zaleski gets it back out top, Reed Miller. Miller back on the right wing side. Three-pointer for Schmidt. No good. Rebound to Grant Warren for Marathon. Raiders back up court. Right wing side, with it is Wolfel. Back over to Huxema. Now left at the top of the key, Warren. Right wing, with it is Wolfel. Skip pass, left wing side to Thurs. Thurs moves it right, Huxema. Lob pass inside. Tipping it is Warren. Fight for the basketball goes out of bounds off of Stratford. Winner of this one will face either Edgar or Auburndale Thursday night. These regional finals tonight, all Merriwood Conference South teams. Here it's Marathon in Stratford. Tonight in Auburndale, Auburndale Eagles and the Edgar Wildcats. Two winners Thursday night, 7 o'clock from Merrill. If it's Marathon in that game, we'll have it for you right here on Bull Falls Radio. Left-hand side with it is Thurs. Good pass inside to Warren. He'll be bumped. He'll be fouled. And that will be team foul number 6 on Stratford. So no free throws. Raiders will inbound. First personal foul on Peyton Glenn. Truthers on the baseline will inbound. Gets it in right wing side, Huxema. Huxema looking to penetrate. Huxema goes up with the left hand, almost rolls in. Rebound Warren, and Grant Warren will lay it up and in. Second chance basket for Grant Warren. 19-point lead for the Raiders. 33-14, a minute 19 to go in the half. With it out top is Drew Brusewicz. Looks to penetrate. Right-hand side. Zaleski will try a three. Misses. Weak side rebound. Grabbed by True Thurs for Marathon. Raiders will bring it back up court. Cooper Huxema over the timeline. But in the circle is Huxema. Moves it right wing side. With it is Tyler Underwood. Gets it out top to Huxema. Huxema right wing side. Underwood. Underwood looking baseline. Gets it back out top to Huxema. Huxema gives it over to Tyler Underwood. Posting up is Warren. Hits the cutter. Wolfel to the basket. Lays it up and in. Nice passing. Grant Warren hitting the cutting Wolfel. Wolfel has 5. 35-14. Biggest lead of the game for Marathon with 33 seconds in the first half. Back up court comes Stratford. On the right-hand side with it is Reed Miller. Rotated left-hand side, Peyton Glenn. Glenn, 23 feet from the basket. Dribbles. Now near the center circle, Reed Miller. Down to 19. Left-hand side, Brusewicz into the lane. Moves it left corner. Three-pointer for Zaleski is no good. Rebounds grabbed by Wrench. Wrench forces it back up. No good. Rebounds grabbed by Underwood. 8 seconds in the half. Back up court comes Marathon. Left-hand side, Huxema. Down to 3. Huxema out top to Thurs. Up for a 3. Off the mark. No good. As the first half comes to an end. But a terrific first 18 minutes of basketball for the Marathon Red Raiders. Marathon 35, Stratford 14. The Marathon Athletic Club wants you to know about activities taking place at your Marathon schools. A little bit quiet here for a few days. The next activity would be Thursday night in Merrill, boys basketball in a sectional semifinal against either Edgar or Auburndale. And on Saturday, it would be the sectional final at DC Everest. The Marathon Athletic Club supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. Marathon 35, Stratford 14. We'll look at the numbers coming up next. This is Marathon Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
Now you can organize and create lasting memories by converting your photos and memories into digital photos you can share with family and friends. Picks and Pieces will create your custom photo books and slideshows that are perfect for family gatherings, weddings, or any special event. You'll receive your finished product on an external hard drive or cloud service of your choice for easy viewing and sharing. Contact Melissa at Picks and Pieces Photo Management and Digital Organization at 446-0762. Email mel@picksandpieces.com.
Twin Forest Products of Marathon is a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. Twin brothers John and Jeff Lawrence work hard to uphold positive relationships with their customers, integrity of the logging profession, and safety in their operations. For more information and timber appraisals, call Twin Forest Products in Marathon at 715-443-2700 or go online at twinforestproducts.com.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Marathon City Sports Center is open for carryout orders. All of their delicious menu items are available, including their fresh homemade pizzas, burgers, sandwiches, and, of course, fish fries. Call in your order to Marathon City Sports Center at 715-443-2522 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 4 till 8, Thursdays through Sundays from 11 till 8. Everyone at Marathon City Sports Center at the top of the hill in Marathon hopes you and family stay safe and healthy.
Chad Holmes again from Marathon High School. We are at halftime. The Marathon Red Raiders lead the Stratford Tigers by a score of 35-14. Looking at the numbers, brought to you by the Marathon Athletic Club, supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. 16 points for Grant Warren. Warren had 6 2-pointers and was 4 out of 5 at the free throw line. Also for the Raiders, 6 points for Tyler Underwood. He had 3 2-point field goals. Andrew Glendon had a 2-pointer and a 3-pointer for 5 points. Also 5 points for Drew Wolfel on a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. And Cooper Huxema had 3 points as he hit a 3-point field goal. For the Red Raiders in the first half, they had 11 2-pointers, 3 3-pointers, and were 4 out of 5 at the free throw line. For the Stratford Tigers, 6 points for Henry Zaleski. He had a 3-point field goal and was 3 out of 3 at the free throw line. 3 points on a 3-point field goal for Brady Schmidt. A 3-point field goal for 3 points for Alec Chappell. And 2 for 2 at the free throw line for Drew Brusewitz for 2 points. 0 2-point field goals for Stratford. They didn't have a 2-point field goal in the first half. 3 3-pointers and 5 out of 5 at the free throw line for the Tigers. So 35-14, a 21-point lead for Marathon at the intermission. Again, our next broadcast would be on Thursday night. The Marathon Red Raiders against Auburndale or Edgar in a sectional semifinal with a win here tonight. Also, make sure you join us on Wednesday from 6 till 8 for the Big High School Sports Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, and the Civic Media app. I'm hoping that we can get Adam Jacobson on this week, the Marathon coach, as our coach guest, plus a student athlete guest as well. Big High School Sports Show this Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. 35-14, Marathon over Stratford as the Raiders come back out to warm up for the second half. We'll have the second half coming up next here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
For the past 75 years, County Materials has manufactured concrete construction and landscape products that are used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. It's a tough but rewarding job, and we rely on our team of nearly 2,000 hardworking people to get it done. County Materials is growing and looking for motivated, career-driven people to join our team. We offer on-the-job training, certification opportunities, and competitive pay and benefits. County Materials proudly welcomes those who serve. Join the team of an industry leader. Visit workatcounty.com to apply.
Marathon Industrial Finishing is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports. Marathon Industrial Finishing is a state-of-the-art facility for abrasive blasting and painting. Our paint booths are equipped with heated cure cycles, greatly reducing cure times for those jobs that need to be completed quickly. We offer industrial and high-performance coatings to local fabricators, companies, and businesses throughout central Wisconsin. Check us out online at mifinishing.com. Marathon Industrial Finishing, a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
When it's time to remodel your home, it's time to call Underwood Construction. Underwood Construction specializes in roofing, siding, decks, garages, and tile installation. Kevin and Craig Underwood bring 15 years of experience to your project and are fully insured. Serving all of North Central Wisconsin's construction and remodeling needs, call Craig Underwood for a free estimate at 715-573-5754. Underwood Construction is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
At People's State Bank, they always see the potential in helping communities throughout North Central Wisconsin. People's is a community bank that's proud of its legacy, but keeping an eye on the future. Staffed with friends and neighbors ready to listen to you and find the best financial solution to help you see your potential. Visit your local People's State Bank location or bankpeoples.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Start of the second half here in Marathon. Raiders will try to build on what was a stellar first half of play. 35-14 lead for Marathon over Stratford. Marathon 18 minutes away from a regional championship and a trip to the sectional semifinals next Thursday against either Edgar or Auburndale at Merrill High School. Again, should Marathon be in that game, we'll be on the air at 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening tip. Live on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Stratford inbounds and the second half is underway. Left-hand side, Reed Miller, 23 feet from the basket, dribbles once, center circle, Peyton Glenn. On the right wing side, Drew Brusewitz. Brusewitz moves it further right, taken there by Zaleski. Back to Brusewitz, he'll move between the circles. Right wing side, Peyton Glenn. Glenn with Tyler Underwood in his grill. Dribbles to the free throw line, moves it left wing side. Dribbling with it is Brusewitz. Brusewitz looks inside. Schmidt kicks it left-hand side. Zaleski. He'll try a three and hit it. Henry Zaleski. His second triple. He has 9 points. 35-17. 17-22 to go. Marathon back into the front court. Left-hand side, Tyler Underwood. Underwood into the lane. Little leaner. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up. No good, but he'll be fouled. And Tyler Underwood will get an opportunity at the free throw line. Foul is called on Henry Zaleski. Number one on Zaleski, and Tyler Underwood, who had 6 points in the first half, will step to the free throw line. Free throw rolls around and drops in. Underwood having a terrific season. So many. I mean, we hear a lot about what Grant Warren's done, rightfully so, but this is a team that has really put it together to win 24 of 25 games. Second free throw good as well from Underwood. 37-17, 20-point edge for the Raiders. 17:07 to go. Back into the front court comes Stratford. Right wing side, Peyton Glenn. Glenn gets it out top, Reed Miller. Miller between the circles. Dribbles once, swings it left to Brusewitz. Brusewitz moves it right. With it again is Glenn. Glenn into the lane. Glenn may have got away with the walk. No, he did not get away with the walk. The whistle came a little tardy, but got it right. It is a travel and a turnover on Stratford. So the ball back over with Marathon. Jogging up court will be True Thurs now for the Red Raiders. Moves it right, Cooper Huxema. Huxema back on the left-hand side to True Thurs. Thurs to Huxema. Huxema 24 feet from the basket. Now right-hand side, Wolfel. Wolfel gets it out top. Now left wing side, True Thurs. Thurs holds it. Now left corner, Tyler Underwood lobs it inside. Warren finds an open right wing. Cooper Huxema for a three-pointer. No good. Rebound tipped by Thurs. Grabbing it will be Peyton Glenn for Stratford. Back up court come the Tigers. Into the lane, Brusewitz. Brusewitz stops. Now kicks it out top. Three-pointer for Glenn. No good. Rebound grabbed underneath. Laid up and in by Henry Zaleski. 37-19. Zaleski now in double figures. 11 points. First Stratford player in double figures. Right-hand side, Wolfel moves it left wing side to Huxema. Huxema looking inside. Oh, getting slapped on the arm, but no whistle. Warren. Warren goes to the hole. Warren lays it up. No good. Rebound, Wolfel, and he'll be fouled on the putback. So more free throws now for the Marathon Red Raiders as Drew Wolfel will head to the free throw line. That is the third personal foul as well on Brady Schmidt. Not good news for the Stratford Tigers. Free throw is good. Wolfel now with 6 points. Marathon is 7 out of 8 at the free throw line so far tonight. Second free throw. No good. Honeycombed out. Rebound is grabbed by Peyton Glenn. 38-19. Into the right corner, Reed Miller. Drops it down low. Back on the wing. Open three for Brusewitz. Rolls around. Does not drop in. And the rebound's grabbed by Grant Warren. Back up court comes Marathon. With it is Huxema. Top of the key to Warren. Back on the left, Cooper Huxema. Inside Tyler Underwood. Underwood into the lane. Drops it down low. Warren. Warren has it stripped away. Goes out of bounds. Oh! They're going to say that it's off of Warren? They're going to say it was knocked off the leg of Grant Warren. Did not see that. But nevertheless, ball goes over to Stratford. 15-18 to go. 38-19. Marathon with the edge. Into the front court, Drew Brusewitz. Brusewitz moves it left wing side. Three-point attempt by Miller. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Cooper Huxema for Marathon. Back up court come the Raiders. Right-hand side, Tyler Underwood. Underwood hands it off to Huxema. Huxema looks down low. Double-teamed and stripped away. Never getting it was Warren. Picked up by Peyton Glenn. Back up court comes Stratford. Still a 19-point lead for Marathon. Between the circles, Drew Brusewitz. Moves it right wing side, Peyton Glenn. Glenn, 25 feet from the hole. Giving him plenty of room is Warren on the defense. Left-hand side, Miller. Miller into the left corner. With it is Brusewitz. Brusewitz looking to penetrate. Brusewitz, little scoop shot is no good. Rebound tipped up and grabbed on the near side by Drew Wolfel for Marathon. Raiders back into the forecourt. True Thurs on the left wing. Thurs gives it off to Wolfel, right wing side, Huxema. Back to Wolfel. Wolfel back to Huxema, right wing. Thought about the three, does not pull the trigger. Right corner, Tyler Underwood. Underwood, 19 feet from the basket. Back to Huxema, top of the key, Warren. Left corner, true Thurs, up for three, no good. Rebound, Underwood, Underwood, yes, and a foul! Offensive board getting hacked in the act on the putback is Tyler Underwood, and he'll head to the stripe for a chance at a three-point play. Miller called for the foul, his first team foul, number three. Three substitutes now for the Tigers, actually four substitutes. Caleb Wrench, Alec Chappell, Jet Shaner, and Caden Foster all coming in for the Tigers. But now Tyler Underwood, who is in double figures with 10 points, will try to complete the three-point play. 40-19, matching the biggest lead of the night for the Red Raiders. Free throw is good. 11 for Underwood, 41-19 Marathon, nearing 14 minutes to go in the second half. Over the timeline with it is Brusewitz. Brusewitz on the right wing. Brusewitz still dribbles. Brusewitz into the lane. Brusewitz moves it right corner. Jumper is good from 17 feet from Jet Shaner. Jet Shaner gets his first points of the game. 41-21 Marathon, 13:43 on the clock, second half. Right wing, three-pointer for Warren, good! Grant Warren stepping outside, draining the triple from the right-hand side. Warren now has 19. 44-21, Marathon. Stratford into the forecourt. With it is Wrench, moves it left corner. Three-pointer for Foster is good. Caden Foster gets on the score sheet for Stratford. 44-24, 13:15 to go. Marathon back into the front court. Left-hand side, true Thurs. Thurs between the circles. Moves it left-hand side, Huxema drops it down low, Warren. Warren banks it up and in. 5.5, 21 in the game for Grant Warren. 46-24, Marathon, 12:57 left. Into the front court comes Drew Brusewitz. Brusewitz now looking to penetrate. Brusewitz into the lane. Little kiss off the window, no good from 4 feet away. Rebound to Grant Warren. Into the front court comes Tyler Underwood. Underwood left wing, and now timeout. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 46-24 Marathon. Back in a minute here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number fourseasonsprint@gmail.com.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. The award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
.com 12:43 to go in the second half. 46-24 Marathon. Lob down low, grab by Warren. Warren will kick it back out, but stepping on the end line was Grant Warren, out of bounds. So the ball goes back over to Stratford. Marathon has never trailed in this game. Last time it was tied, it was 5-5. Drew Brusewitz will bring it over the timeline for the Tigers. Now near the top of the keep, stops at the right elbow, passes right-hand side to Caden Foster. Foster dribbles. Foster gives it off to Wrench. Caleb Wrench moves it left wing side. Taken there by Jet Shaner. Shaner still 20 feet from the basket. Bounce pass inside. With it is Foster. Foster caught in the lane. Kicks it on the right wing. The Wrench. I think the Raiders may have wanted a 3-second violation. Did not get it. into the right corner, Alec Chappell. Chappell kicks it back on the left wing side. Now left corner, Foster. Foster back on the wing. Drew Brusewitz up for a three, back bracket no good. Rebound is grabbed by Warren. He got knocked down, but no whistle. And now a foul coming up near the timeline on Caleb Wrench. Warren went up, had that ball, and then he got knocked down and no foul was called. So Marathon gets it back. First foul on Wrench, number four on the team. Back in the game will be Brady Schmidt along with Henry Zaleski and Peyton Glenn, replacing Caleb Wrench, Alec Chappell, and Jet Shaner. Marathon will inbound. Over the timeline with it is True Thurs. Right wing side, Glennon. Glennon, now with it is Warren, just left at the top of the key. Back to Glennon on the right. Right corner, Cooper Huxema. Huxema, 18 feet from the basket. Rotated. Now down low. With it is Warren. Warren hits the cutter. Glennon, who lays it up and in. What nice vision that time, as getting triple teamed was Grant Warren. Saw the cutting Andrew Glennon on the right-hand side of the lane. Perfect pass. Layup, 48-24 Marathon. 11:19 to go in the game. Back into the front court comes Stratford. Right-hand side. With it is Caden Foster. Out top. Three-pointer for Brady Schmidt is no good. Rebound grabbed underneath by Caden Foster, and a foul will be called. Andrew Glennon called for his first. Raiders thought it was a clean block from behind, but don't get the whistle. And Caden Foster, who has 3 points in the game, will have two free throws. Free throw is good. Into the game will be Drew Wolfel for the Red Raiders, replacing True Thurs. One more free throw to come. Caden Foster. Free throw, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Zaleski, but he stepped on the end line as he tried to attempt a reverse layup after grabbing the board. Reed Miller back in for Stratford, replacing Caden Foster. ...48-25, 11:05 to go. Over the timeline, Tyler Underwood. Underwood works his way to the left, gives it off to Huxema. Huxema, right wing side to Glennon. Back to Huxema. Huxema between the circles, right wing side to Wolfel. Wolfel, 28 feet from the basket, right corner to Glennon. Glennon dribbles with the left hand. Back to Tyler Underwood. Swings it left. With it is Cooper Huxema. Huxema lobs it down low. Grabbed by Warren, lays it up and in. 23 for Grant Warren. 50-25. Raiders doubling up the Tigers. 10.5 minutes to go. Right hand side. Into the forecourt comes Stratford. Good pass inside Zaleski. Blocked from behind. Getting a hand out was Drew Wolfel. And Wolfel bring it up court. Wolfel, left hand side, Huxema. Huxema, 23 feet from the basket. Huxema dribbles with the right hand. Behind the back dribble. Now stops, moves it left corner, Glennon, but he shuffles the feet and is called for traveling. True Thurs back in now for the Red Raiders. And Tyler Underwood will take a break. Jumping off the Red Raider bench will be Cody Ratke to come back in. And Andrew Glennon will take a seat. Coming into the forecourt will be Drew Brusewitz. Brusewitz near the top of the key. Now moves it right-hand side. Taken there by Peyton Glenn. Glenn, 22 feet from the basket. Glenn will work his way to the wing. Now to the free throw line. Handed out top Zaleski. He'll try a three and hit it. Henry Zaleski with his third triple. He has 14 points in the game. 50-28, Red Raiders. 9:43 to go in the second half. Left-hand side with it is Drew Wolfel. Left corner, Huxema posting up. Left block is Warren. Another beautiful pass to the cutter. This time Cody Ratke for the layup. Near the left-hand side of the lane, taking the pass with Warren, then saw the cutter. Ratke down the right-hand side. Perfect pass for an easy layup. 52-28, Red Raiders. Left corner, looking baseline. With it is Brusewitz, and now a whistle and a foul coming up on Marathon. only the second team foul on Marathon in the second half. First foul on Cooper Huxema. Stratford will inbound on the baseline. Take it out top by Schmidt. Schmidt looking inside Brusewitz. Brusewitz hands it off to Peyton Glenn. At the free throw line, Brusewitz. He'll back it up between the circles. Moves it left-hand side. With it is Zaleski. Actually, that is Schmidt. Schmidt dribbles, stops near the left elbow. Hands it off to Zaleski. Zaleski between the circles, Brusewitz. Brusewitz right wing side to Glenn. Glenn, 22 feet from the basket, right corner, Reed Miller. Miller looking baseline, got away with a push, and his shot was blocked. He got away with a push, but then coming on the help defense was Grant Warren to get the block shot for Marathon. Left-hand side, with it is Huxema. Huxema, bounce pass, out top, Wolfel. Wolfel lobs it down low, grabbed by Warren, lays it up and in. Grant Warren with 9.5, 25 in the game, 54-28, 8:23 left. Back into the forecourt comes Stratford. With it is Drew Brusewitz. Brusewitz moves it left. Reed Miller back out top. Peyton Glenn, right wing side. Drew Brusewitz. Brusewitz, top of the key. Schmidt back to Brusewitz. Brusewitz, right hand side, looking to penetrate. Stops, moves it right corner. Zaleski up for a three, rolls off, no good. Rebound to Grant Warren for Marathon. Walking it into the forecourt will be true thirds for the Red Raiders. Under 8 minutes to go. Move to the right hand side. Cooper Huxema. Huxema dribbles. Huxema pass. Tipped away, stolen. Picked up by Zaleski. Zaleski two on one. He'll head to the basket. Misses the layup. Rebound Brusewitz. Brusewitz blocked, but a foul will be called on Cody Radke. So free throws coming up for Drew Brusewitz. First on Radke, number three on the team. Tyler Underwood and Landon Snyder coming in for the Red Raiders. Cody Radke and Grant Warren will take a seat. .739 to go in the second half, 54-28 Marathon. Free throws for Drew Brusewitz for the Tigers. First free throw is good. He is 3 for 3 at the line, all three of his points tonight. Shaner in for Stratford, wrong Tigers, replacing Peyton Glenn. Second free throw is good as well. Substitution, Caleb Wrench back in. .54-30 Marathon, .739 to go in the game. Again, win for Marathon Thursday night. We will be in Merrill against either Edgar or Auburndale. And now a timeout called by Marathon. Timeout sponsored by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 54-30 Marathon, back in a minute here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
Park City.
It's Superstart Battery Month at Park City Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. We'll even test your old battery for free at participating stores. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries at Park City Auto Parts.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Park City.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
7:32 to go in the game. Marathon appearing on their way to a regional championship, leading over Stratford by a score of 54-30. Red Raiders will inbound, far sideline. Right-hand side, with it is Drew Wolfel, gets it over to Cooper Huxema. Now with it out top is True Thurs. Thurs at the free throw line to Wolfel. Wolfel back it up between the circles. Move it right-hand side to Huxema. I think right now the coach in that timeout was talking a bit about trying to be patient, trying to make sure they get good shots, not the forces. Do not give any opportunity for Stratford to try and claw their way back in. With it out top is True Thurs. Thurs still between the circles, moves it right-hand side to Landon Snyder. Further right with it is Huxema. Now with it is Thurs. Thurs 23 feet from the basket. Now near the center circle, Tyler Underwood. Underwood between the legs dribble, moves it left-hand side to Wolfel. He's open for a three and hits it. Nice set for the Marathon Red Raiders. Patient, wide open three. Wolfel hits it, 9 points in the game. 57-30 Marathon, 6:40 to go. Over the timeline, Caleb Wrench for the Stratford Tigers. Left-hand side to Schmidt. Brady Schmidt, 22 feet from the basket. Right-hand side to Wrench. Wrench to the free throw line. We'll back it up, top of the key. Right-hand side, Jet Shaner. Shaner gets it back out top to Wrench. And now left-hand side, posting up is Zaleski. Now on the right wing side, Wrench. Wrench near the right elbow, now into the lane. Goes up, lays it up and in. Tough finish by Caleb Wrench, but found a way. His first points, 57-32, 6:05 to go. Raiders back into the front court. At the free throw line, Tyler Underwood. Underwood moves it left corner, Snyder back on the wing. With it is Cooper Huxema. Swings it right to True Thurs. Thurs back on the near side, Cooper Huxema. Huxema, 24 feet from the basket. Turning, firing, banking, and go! Oh, good! It did a 360 and then a 180 for Tyler Underwood around the iron before dropping in. 13 for Underwood, 59-32. It's all working right now for Marathon. 5.5 minutes to go. Jet Shaner just right at the top of the key. At the free throw line, Caleb Wrench. Wrench now stops. Needs some help. Still looking. Tried to hit the cutter. Grabbing it to Schmidt near the right elbow. Schmidt moves it into the right corner. With it is Shaner. Shaner look baseline. Back on the wing. Alec Chappell. Chappell 20 feet from the hole. Chappell still dribbles. Chappell into the lane. Lost the ball. Goes out of bounds. Off of Chappell. Turnover on Stratford. .509 left. Warren back in for the Raiders. Glennon back in for the Raiders. Coming out, Drew Wolfel and Landon Snyder. 5:09 remains, 59-32 Marathon. Cooper Huxema will bring it up court for the Red Raiders. Moves it near side to True Thurs. Left corner, Grant Warren. Warren, 22 feet from the basket. Gets it out top to Glennon. Glennon holds it. Now right wing side, Cooper Huxema. Now Tyler Underwood, left corner, open three for True Thurs. Hits it! First points of the night for True Thurs, and the lead balloons to 30. 62-32, 4:42 to go. Stratford into the front court. Caleb Wrench moves it right wing side. Peyton Glenn. Glenn dribbles, gets it out top. Three-pointer for Chappell, no good. Rebound will be chased down in the right corner by Stratford, right wing. Zaleski, he'll try a three and hit it. Henry Zaleski, 17 points. That's been pretty much the offense here for the Stratford Tigers. 62-35 Marathon, 4:12 to go. Out top with it is Warren. Now just left at the top of the key to True Thurs. Now between the circles, Tyler Underwood, right wing side to Glennon. Posting up, Grant Warren kicks it left wing side. Cooper Huxema. Huxema dribbles with the right hand. He'll back it out near the timeline. Back to Underwood. Swings it left. Huxema. Little game of catch. Now with it is Underwood. At the free throw line is Grant Warren. Warren holds it 17 feet from the basket. Center circle. Huxema. Right-hand side. Tyler Underwood. Underwood dribbles. Moves it left wing. Grant Warren. Between the circles. Underwood. Moves it right. Taken there by True Thurs. Thurs swings it left. Huxema. Huxema. Poked, but keeps control of it. Right wing side to Warren, drops it down low, Underwood. Underwood doubled, Underwood tripled, and a foul will be called. Foul, neither team over the foul limit. Four personal fouls called on Brady Schmidt. Marathon will inbound. Substitutes. Nathan Hubisch comes in for the Red Raiders. Inbounded Grant Warren, and he will be fouled by Schmidt, and that will be it for Brady Schmidt. That will be number five. and he will fall out of the game. Team foul number six, and Brady Schmidt gets a handshake from Coach Adam Jacobson as he walks off, showing the respect for a tough opponent is Coach Jacobson, and getting a nice round of applause is Brady Schmidt. Brandon Gebeline coming in for the Stratford Tigers. Looking to inbound is Marathon. Left-hand side. With it is Hibbish. Close to the basket. Oh, the circus right-hander. Oh. Nathan Hibbish with a circus shot for his first points. 64-35. Right-hand side. With it is Peyton Glenn. Moves it right wing. Three-pointer for Brusewicz. Off the mark, no good. Hibbish fighting for the rebound. Saved, but into the hands of Brady Berg. Another chance here for the Stratford Tigers. He'll move it left-hand side to Gebeline. Gebeline back on the right-wing side to Peyton Glenn. Glenn into the lane, swatting it away is Grant Warren. Marathon is going to call a timeout to get a substitution here. Five substitutes coming for the Marathon Red Raiders. Big round of applause for each of these Marathon players coming off. Underwood, Warren, Huxema, Glennon. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City. We'll be back in 30 here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Twin Forest Products of Marathon is a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. Twin brothers John and Jeff Lawrence work hard to uphold positive relationships with their customers, integrity of the logging profession, and safety in their operations. For more information and timber appraisals, call Twin Forest Products in Marathon at 715-443-2700 or go online at twinforestproducts.com.
2 minutes and 45 seconds remain in this Division IV Boys Basketball Regional Final. And the Marathon Red Raiders impressively finding their way into the sectionals. 64-35 over Stratford. Landon Snyder. Ian Shuda. Blake Kraft into the game for Marathon. Dribbling out top is Snyder. Gets it to Shuda. Shuda, left corner. Blake Kraft. Kraft out top, Wilson Marks. Marks moves it right over to Cody Radke. Radke 25 feet from the basket. Right-hand side, Ian Shuda. Back between the circles, Blake Kraft. Left wing side, Cody Radke. Right wing, three-pointer, and off the front iron, no good for Blake Kraft. Rebound battle for, stolen away, taken by Ian Shuda. Shuda back on the left wing side to Wilson Marks. Marks 22 feet from the basket, gets it over to Snyder. And then a reach and a foul coming up on Caleb Wrench. That will be team foul number seven on Stratford. So a 1-1 coming up. That's number two on Wrench, and Landon Snyder will get a chance at the free throw line. Nathan Hibbish back in, replacing Cody Radke for the Red Raiders. So again, Thursday night, we'll be on the air at 6:35 for the pregame. And the opening tip set for 7. Marathon against either Edgar or Auburndale in a Division IV sectional semifinal for Merrill High School. Free throw rolls down. Hit the back iron, hit the front iron, and dropped in for Landon Snyder. Caden Foster back in for Stratford, replacing Peyton Glenn, who gets a round of applause. And a big hug as he wraps up his high school career. Big hug from Coach Kurt Schmidt. Kurt Schmidt, such a respected coach. He got so many of those in the Marrowwood Conference South. The coaching level in this league is right through the roof. Free throw is up and good. So 2-for-2 trip for Landon Snyder. 66-35 Red Raiders as we hit 2 minutes to go. Right-hand side. Faking the three is Reed Miller. Into the right corner, Shaner. Shaner, 18 feet from the basket. On the wing to Gebeline. Gebeline swings it left. Taken there by Caleb Wrench. Wrench dribbles once. Now looking inside, nowhere to go. Kicks it left corner, Reed Miller. Miller works his way to the left wing. Top of the key to Gebeline. Gebeline into the lane. He will be bumped. He'll be fouled. Only the fourth team foul on Marathon. Ian Shuda will be called for the foul. His first. Before we go off the air, try to get a score. I have not seen any from the Auburndale Edgar game up to this point. Inbound a tip. Mishot rebound grabbed by Landon Snyder for the Red Raiders. Into the front court comes Marathon. With it out top is Wilson Marks. Marks hands it off. With it is Hipsch. Hipsch now penetrates. A little scoop shot. Lays it up and in. Well, Nathan Hipsch has two field goals, and they have both been 9.9 on the difficulty meter. 68-35, 108 to go. Back out top with it is Gebelein. Gebelein at the free throw line. Fade away from 15 is short, no good. Rebound grabbed by Caleb Wrench. Wrench gets doubled, kicks it back out. Gebelein, three-pointer, hits it from the left-hand side. 68-38 with 47 seconds to go. Wilson Marks on the right wing, gets it out top. Blake Kraft. Now left wing side, Shuda. Shuda dribbles to the left corner. Back on the wing to Blake Kraft, out top to Hipsch. Hipsch, left-hand side. Wilson Marks up for a three. Little strong, no good. Rebound grab by Reed Miller. And a timeout will be called just for a substitution for Stratford as Alec Chappell comes back in. And Brandon... Gebelein will stay in. Who's going to come out? It is going to be Brandon Gebelein. Seconds remain as Stratford will inbound. Walking it into the forward court will be Caleb Wrench here for the Tigers. Moves it left corner. Taken there by Caden Foster. Back out top to Miller. 15 seconds to go. Into the lane. With it is Chappell. Chappell will lay it up. Yes, and a foul. And Alec Chappell have a chance for a three-point play. Ian Shuda call for his second. But a great crowd here. I'm sure we're going to see a massive crowd in Merrill on Thursday night for that sectional semifinal. Marathon, either Edgar or Auburn, neither, both teams will bring a lot of folks, I'm sure, as the free throw for Chappell is good. 68-41, Red Raiders will bring it up court, and we will tick it away, and the Marathon Red Raiders will earn their 25th win of the season, defeating the Stratford Tigers by a score of 68-41. We will have our post-game show coming up. Brought to you by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. And stick around. We'll have our player of the game brought to you by Twin Force Products as well. 68-41 Marathon over Stratford. We'll have the post game coming up next here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Marathon City Sports Center is open for carryout orders. All of their delicious menu items are available, including their fresh homemade pizzas, burgers, sandwiches, and, of course, fish fries. Call in your order to Marathon City Sports Center at 715-443-2522 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 4 till 8, Thursdays through Sundays from 11 till 8. Everyone at Marathon City Sports Center at the top of the hill in Marathon hopes you and family stay safe and healthy.
Now you can organize and create lasting memories by converting your photos and memories into digital photos you can share with family and friends. Picks and Pieces will create your custom photo books and slideshows that are perfect for family gatherings, weddings, or any special event. You'll receive your finished product on an external hard drive or cloud service of your choice for easy viewing and sharing. Contact Melissa at Picks and Pieces Photo Management and Digital Organization at 446-0762. Email mel@picksandpieces.com. In education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Winning over Stratford tonight, 68-41. Our postgame show brought to you by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. And it was announced here in Marathon. I have no reason to discount the information, but it was announced that Marathon will face Auburndale in a Division IV sectional semifinal on Thursday night. It will be a rematch of a sectional semifinal from a year ago when Marathon saw a double-digit lead slip away in the second half and fall to Auburndale. So, obviously, there's always a lot on the line when Marathon and Auburndale play. But I'm sure the Red Raiders would like to extricate the bad taste in the mouth after that game a year ago. So, Marathon and Auburndale, Thursday night, airtime 6:35 right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. And 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, let's look at the numbers of this one. For the Stratford Tigers, 17 points for Henry Zaleski. He had a two-pointer, four three-pointers, and three out of three at the free throw line. Only player in double digits. 6 points for Alec Chappell. He had a two-pointer, a three-pointer, and one for one at the line. 4 points, four for four at the free throw line for Drew Brusewitz. 4 points for Caden Foster. He had a three-point field goal and was one for two at the free throw line. A three-pointer for 3 points for Brady Schmidt. Brandon Gebeline had a three-pointer for 3 points. A basket for 2 points for Jet Shaner and a basket for 2 points for Caleb Wrench. 4 two-pointers, 8 three-pointers, and 9 out of 10 at the free throw line tonight for the Stratford Tigers. For the Marathon Red Raiders, another massive night for Grant Warren. He had 25 points, 9 two-pointers, a three-pointer, and 4 out of 5 at the free throw line. 13 points for Tyler Underwood, 5 two-pointers, and 3 for 3 at the stripe. 9 points for Drew Wolfel. He had a two-pointer, a pair of three-pointers, and 1 for 2 at the free throw line. 7 points for Andrew Glennon, 2 two-pointers and a three-pointer. 4 points scored by Nathan Hipsch on 2 baskets. 2 thirds, a three-point field goal for 3 points. Cooper Huxema, a three-point field goal for 3 points. 1 basket for Cody Ratke for 2 points. And Landon Snyder at 2 points, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 22 pointers, 6 3-pointers, 10 of 18 at the free throw line for Marathon. 68-41, Red Raiders. We will have our Twin Forest Products Player of the Game coming up next here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at WIAAW. A message from Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Twin Forest Products of Marathon is a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. Twin brothers John and Jeff Lawrence work hard to uphold positive relationships with their customers, integrity of the logging profession, and safety in their operations. For more information and timber appraisals, call Twin Forest Products in Marathon at 715-443-2700 or go online at twinforestproducts.com.
High School with the Marathon High School boys basketball team defeats the Stratford Tigers by a score of 68-41. Marathon earns a regional championship and will take on the Auburndale Eagles in a Division IV sectional semifinal Thursday night in Merrill. Again, a game that we will have for you live right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app at 6:35 airtime Thursday night. Well, it's time for our Twin Forest Products Player of the Game, brought to you by Twin Forest Products, a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies, twinforestproducts.com. It's becoming a little too easy this year. We're going to give it to Grant Warren. Another big night for Grant, 25 points. Leading the way for the Raiders in their 25th win in 26 games this season. So, again, Grant Warren, our Twin Forest Products Player of the Game. Well, another good night at the office for the Marathon Red Raiders. They knock off the Stratford Tigers 68-41. Good day for us here at Bull Falls Radio. Started off with the victory of the Central Wisconsin Storm down in Middleton this afternoon, 4-3 over the Bay Area Ice Bears. Then got in the vehicle, got up here quickly, got here just in the nick of time to see a good one as, again, Marathon 68, Stratford 41. So join us Wednesday for the big high school sports show, 6 till 8 p.m. right here on Bull Falls Radio. And then on Thursday, Marathon in Auburndale in the sectional semifinal. Again, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the tip-off at 7 o'clock right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Thanks for joining us. This has been Marathon Boys Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
This has been Marathon High School Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Basketball has been brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Industrial Finishing, Underwood Construction, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, the People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Cheese, Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Park City, and Picks and Pieces. Thanks for joining us for Marathon High School Basketball on your home for the Red Raiders, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.